What's the Labor Day theme? Yes, it's working. Here we are. Why not, right? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Doug here. Jennifer isn't back until the middle of the week, I think, and then she's gone on some other. That's the deal.
She's popping in for a few days of work this week, and then jet setting again.
Well, that's it. You have part time help, and that's what you get.
Right, exactly.
Right? Under the circumstances. Yeah. Hello.
You get what you pay for.
Labor Day, September 5th, 1882, was the earliest observance of Labor Day. The working class celebrated today. What's your resolve for the problems the working class has? Now, this is the hour, if you're new to the program, a lot of people come in on a holiday. A lot of the folks who are normally on the air live and some of the stations that carry us earlier in the day take the live Good Day program on all holidays because, duh, we're here live. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Normally here in this hour, there is a female voice that works
Hello.
For me. Yes, to
I
try to go through the top topics of the day, a lot of things that people will be talking about, maybe things that you haven't heard. The idea is to give you more than what you would get somewhere else, or at least you'd have a different sort of slant on things. So Monday, September 3rd, any special plans for the day today? That's our poll at DougSteffen.com.
Are you seeing
family and friends today? Are you cooking out? Going to the beach? Are you going to shop? Another work day? A lot of people in retail are working today because that's the way it is.
I can answer all of those.
Can you, Rich?
I'm relaxing with friends.
Yeah,
I'm cooking out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the kids to the pool.
Yeah.
I have to go do a little bit of shopping, and I am working.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All of the above.
Yes. And I could probably do the same thing.
Yes, you can.
As well. How about you? 800-510-8255. How would you describe the state of the American worker, something that we'll use as a thread during the course of all of the hours of the program today? But then when it comes to things that are unusual, that are important, that are worth our time, perhaps you ought to think about the challenges. The American worker faces challenges. The Chinese worker faces challenges. We think they're the competition, and they are to a certain extent. China, according to a new report that is out today, showing ominous cracks, Richie.
Really?
In their economy.
How so?
Well, their economy is suffering because they sell things at the low end of the spectrum, and even that is becoming a challenge for people to pay for. The recovery that's been promised for 4 years hasn't happened here. We're the major buyer of things from China. We kind of turn it around and think, oh, well, the problem here is the Chinese worker. Well, the Chinese worker is dependent on the American worker.
Right. Right.
So it's around and around.
They can't buy as much stuff.
Yeah.
They don't get to make as much stuff.
They have a lot of cash, but they haven't got deep roots.
They have a lot of our cash.
They have, not just our cash. They have cash from all around the world. But the cash has come at the surface. They do not have deep roots. They don't have companies that go back decades or centuries. And so they have, and they're going through the same psychological thing that we have sort of in the up and down. And I guess anybody who has a little extra money here and there finds that there's a different attitude in the main for buying, for selling, for making, for doing. Look at how much money we spend doing things that aren't related to our work. The things that this weekend, we just talked about them. You're going to the pool. You're going to cook out. You're going to go shopping. All of those things require cash. And a lot of people, most people, in fact, don't have a lot of extra cash. Some people don't have any extra cash. Some people don't have enough money to pay their bills.
Yep.
So how is that different this year than it was last year or the year before or the year before? Something to reflect upon. As we have, now down to 2 months before the election, I guess that's the political conventions continue this week. It'll be interesting to hear the rhetoric that comes out of all of that. And maybe people will be interested in hearing Labor Day messages from the various candidates. Although I don't think Mitt Romney's out on the road at all this week. But bearing down into what Labor Day is all about, forgetting the relaxation, forgetting the hot dogs, let's reflect on the challenges you face as an American worker. They are profound. The unemployment is a real serious problem. But we've heard about that. How about your boss? What's your boss like? 800-510-8255. How would you describe your boss? Good? Bad? Eh? Are there more than three categories? Good? Bad? Eh? What are the words you would use to describe your boss? 800-510-8255. I think that would be a good post for Facebook and Twitter as well.
Okay.
For people to think about the quality of the workplace. And the quality of the workplace oftentimes has to do with the boss, doesn't it? Think about the bosses you've had over the years. Who's the best boss you ever had, and why was this person the best boss? 800-510-8255. Other things to think about if you are a worker. There isn't enough work, number one, right? The national unemployment level is 8.4%. That's twice what our comfort level is. It is, in essence, twice what's healthy. Now, during the Depression, it was twice this. Unemployment was 16%, 20%, 24%. Look at those soup lines. So we don't have that situation, but we have a different sort of different kind of an economy. A lot of part-time workers. And so,
yeah,
that's really, the jobless rate is really, if you take out
the jobless rate, the amount of the pay.
Right.
I mean, the
exactly.
pay. Yeah. It's taken a real hit.
Right. So the number, after we get through the jobs that aren't available for people getting out of school, and if you look at the real stats behind all of this, they don't want you to know all of these things, but the real number is about 14%. You know that, right? The people who are no longer on the rolls, the people who are working in the underground economy, just people who are just saying no to the system. We're going to survive in any way we can. And that's the new normal, which is a phrase that has taken hold this year in many different ways, different applications. The new normal. What's your new normal? 800-510-8255. How long is it going to? This is not going to change. Even if Mitt Romney's elected, there was a job fair last week in Dearborn, Michigan. Pretty interesting. I was reading about this, Richie. Management industry consultant. This guy spent 18 years in the food and beverage management business. At one point, mm-hmm. he had a job that he was the overseer of 180 employees. He opened his own restaurant, but he closed it after 7 years. He was doing that in addition to his regular job. And he doesn't have a job either with the food and beverage outfit that he was a management person on. He doesn't have his restaurant anymore. He's been unemployed for the past 2 months. He says, I go online every day. I go to every job fair.
How's a guy in the restaurant business not able to get a job? Even if you go from owning a restaurant to being a bartender or a waiter.
Because he's 55 years old.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you can't wait tables if it's
tough. He's 55 years old. I've seen people that were waiting.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in the restaurant business for the 2 years I was in it, I worked with people that were lifers, and it's a tough business after the age of 30.
Oh, yeah. It is. I've seen people, and we've all seen people that are older than you'd like to.
It's hard. Think it's hard work.
Necessary. It is. 800-510-8255. So that's his story.
I'd much rather be in radio. It's much more lazy.
Your story, yeah. You got to have advertisers support what we're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. And speaking of that, before we take some of the calls that are interested in sort of going down this street with us.
You want to hear from that green little gecko?
Why not?
All right.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Labor Day 2012. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. The topic of the day is your job, your work. How pleased are you with the ambiance, the boss, circumstances in which you work? Do you take any kind of work? Are you out of work? And are you retired but yet not retired? That's another one of the things.
Yeah.
People just don't, they wonder about whether they can ever stop working, and some people probably will not be able to. The baby boomers and Generation X is the group that's coming along behind the baby boomers. Many of them think they will not retire. Do you think you're going to retire? And if you don't, what happens when you can't work any longer? I'm facing some discussions this week. I've decided that I'm going to do some planning, figure out what happens. My kids are around this week, so we're going to go talk to some people about what happens. You know, I think it's smart. It's not anything I really ever wanted to do.
You should have plans.
But yeah, you ought to have plans.
Just in case.
Right, to eliminate whatever anxieties there may be there.
Yep.
And that's maybe what today is all about, too. Relieving one's anxiety. Give it over and let's see what you come up with. 21 after on Good Day.
Lord, I'm so tired. Get this going on.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Obama told magazine that if he is reelected this November, it'll be like popping the blister in Washington. Popping the blister. What happened to all that soaring oratory we heard from this guy? Remember stopping the tides from rising, bending the arc of history. Now we're popping blisters? What are you doing next? Busting zits? Is that the next thing? What is that? Yeah. Oh, and in the same interview... In that same interview, President Obama said he did not do a good enough job selling his policies to the American people. Well, duh, it's hard to sell people something when they don't have any money. Hello? Oh, and in Florida, a 22-year-old man was arrested for robbing a McDonald's restaurant wearing a Barack Obama mask. He told the cops the robbery was justified because apparently the restaurant owner made more than $250,000 a year. So that's it.
Unite! A little fun from Jay Leno. Yeah. We normally have a little comedy here and there, just to lighten things up. The president said he's a huge Clint Eastwood fan, even after the Invisible Obama monologue at the convention.
Boy, that thing has just taken off.
Yeah, it really has.
Wow.
Yeah, it really has. And so has Romney. A huge crowds after the convention. There's always a bump after these conventions. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week after.
He's had big turnouts so far.
Yeah. Well, because today is Labor Day, it'll be even more the focus on jobs and work and things you can relate to, like whether you have money or not. Those are all part of the things that draw people around in an election. You ought to keep people interested in what's going on politically all the time. Labor Day is upon us. All right, we have a sort of montage of work songs. Richie is...
Todd Rundgren here, having fun banging on the drum.
Yep. Bang the drum all day long. All right, but there are other songs that are more... Working for the man.
They're giving because I'm working for them. Hello, Detroit. All the workers, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living.
Alabama.
Send it on down the line.
40 hours.
Back on the chain again.
That's what some people feel like they're attached to. A chain gang of pretenders.
One of my old faves.
Yeah, that's cool. Collar worker, white collar worker. Doesn't make a difference. Just get a job. I always love this. The silhouettes. Get a job.
All right. great stuff.
Is Phil Collins still a part of Genesis?
No.
Phil?
No.
Who's the lead singer of Genesis here?
This is Phil Collins. This is when he was the lead singer of Genesis. But
that's
they're not together anymore.
No, I know that.
Right.
I said, and I meant still in the sense for this song.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is him. This is he.
This is him. It's the objective
this
case.
This is Phil.
Him is the objective case. If it were, it would be he is Phil, because it would be the subject then. Difference being the subject.
We are them, we are they, we are the men in Genesis.
Donna Summer passed away, but she's still working hard for the money.
It's a big job.
Merle Haggard. Going through some of the Labor Day songs that you may or may not hear later on during the day today. This one works. It's a fun man. So Labor Day is upon us, and we're working over here. It's Lover Boy at the 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I'm always a fan of learning about the process behind the product, and in some cases, I mean that literally. I'm talking about visiting a factory to see how specialty food is made. When someone says chocolate, you probably don't think Nevada, but the town of Henderson near Las Vegas is home to the headquarters of Ethel M. Chocolates. It's part of a desert botanical garden, so the whole experience is pretty cool. From seeing how the chocolate is made firsthand, to the obligatory samples, to burning off calories while you explore the garden. At least that's my excuse. Wisconsin and cheese go hand in hand, but you probably don't know about all the small-scale production throughout the state. Check out places like Widmer's, where you can actually meet the master cheesemaker while you're touring the facility. Now, when I say Vermont, you probably think Ben and Jerry's, but just a couple of miles down the road is another factory, Cold Hollow Cider Mill. You can see the entire process of grinding and pressing apples to make cider. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It's the start of fall. Falling prices at Napa. This September, hurry into participating Napa Auto Parts stores and stock up on Mobil 1 synthetic oil for unsurpassed wear protection. On sale for just $5.89 a quart. The smell of motor oils in the air. Must be autumn. Napa know-how. Keep your engine running like new-ish. Sale prices not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 9/30/12.
Now this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here we are at 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to find the top items of interest. Rich McFadden and I are here working on the coal mine. Actually, Richie,
yeah,
is quite a beer lover.
I am.
And I thought perhaps it would be interesting if you would musically bring us around to a discussion of something that is very significant. You've forgotten what I asked you to do, right?
Oh, no, I can do it right here.
Yeah. This is Ale to the Chief.
Ale to the Chief.
Ale to the Chief.
I like it.
Well, you've all heard, a lot of people have been talking about the White House and this new beer.
The new honey pale ale that they are microbrewing right there in the White House.
Yes. Yes. The White House has made public the recipe for the beers that are the object of fascination. Apparently, Barack Obama loves beer. Right.
That's
White
good.
House Honey Brown Ale is the first beer ever brewed on the White House grounds. It includes light malt extract, amber crystal malt, honey, gypsum, yeast, and corn sugar. The recipe released this weekend.
There it is right here, whitehouse.gov.
Right.
/blog 2012-0901, Ale Chief White House Beer Recipe.
Yes. Ale to the Chief. Now, let's see here. I'm looking at the other. He's often, you can see him. One of the reasons this came out, he was campaigning in Iowa over the weekend. Is it the Iowa State Fair?
It was a few weeks ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, the other, Mormons don't drink, so Mitt Romney isn't going to be in the picture here. Is that enough to get you to vote?
Yeah, he's not going to be the beer-drinking president. That's a problem for me.
No beer summits.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so anyway, I'm looking for the other recipe, and I haven't, the honey ale, the other one is called a honey porter.
Right, a honey porter and a honey ale.
Yeah, what's the difference between, you're the beer guy, I don't know, I don't drink beer, I don't know anything about it.
The porter's going to be lighter.
It is.
Why
is it called porter?
It's just in the brew, I don't know exactly what makes it a porter.
Anybody know what makes a... I'm surprised at you, Richie. I'm actually very disappointed.
I don't make it. I don't even want it for me.
I just drink it. I don't make it. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. And you've posted on our social media, which is Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter on at Good Day. The question about labor and bosses and that sort of thing. Maybe we ought to also find out from people what their preference is, whether it's the big, the huge, gigantic companies that make beer, or these small little micro beers. We even have one here in Framingham.
I'm sure you have several.
Yeah. Is that every town's got one? Is that it?
They're all over the place now. Really? By far, it's the biggest growing sector of the beer industry. I mean,
Yeah. Well, people have gotten tired of, like they have in most areas. I don't think it is true for the car industry, but many people, or the electronics industry, because you don't have choices. But where you can, smaller local restaurants now seem to be winning out over the big chains, if you can find smaller restaurants. And there's a place here in town called Big Fresh. And the stuff they prepare is very, very, very good. Very healthy and very good. And you're finding more and more of these. And one grows into two, and two grows into four, and four grow into eight.
We have a neat little microbrew restaurant in our neighborhood. And, you know, we go there all the time. I mean, all of our friends go there. It's a place. There's been three restaurants in this building since I've lived there, and none of them have ever made it.
Now they're
this one, it's just a local pub. Yeah. It's like Cheers.
Yeah.
And it is always jammed. But to your story about kind of supporting local business instead of going to the big thing, I'm just redoing a bathroom.
And make a tub for beer.
Well, actually, I have brewed my own beer in that tub.
Have you?
A couple of years ago. Yeah, I bought a little kit and everything like that. It was okay.
A lot of people do it in tubs.
Well, I put the buckets in the tub.
Yeah.
Just because I could kind of keep an eye on it and control it, and, you know, it was easier to work on there. So we're redoing this bathroom, and I put a new vanity in there, and I wanted to get a new countertop for it. So, of course, I go to the two home stores. I go to the Lowe's and the Home Depot, and I price out a countertop, and I need 60 inches long by 22 inches deep, and I look at all the options there, and, you know, it looks like no matter where I go, it's going to cost me $900 to $1,000 for a countertop, for a decent countertop, you know, something other than Formica.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't really want to pay that much for it, but I guess, you know, that's what it is. So then I decided, and my wife actually said, why don't we call the people that did the countertops in our kitchen? And this is a little granite place, marble and granite place. They work out of the back of a warehouse. It's a guy he's Hungarian or something like that. Nice guy. We call him up. We go over there. Saturday we went over there. $750 for a nice, I mean, beautiful piece of granite installed.
Yeah.
So it's $250 to $300 cheaper for a real piece of rock installed.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you not do that?
Yeah. That's a good question.
And you support the local business.
800-510-8255. We like local businesses. I don't often, in this hour, ask a 2020 news quiz question, but I'm going to today because this guy has been all over the place in terms of name recognition and discussion about what he did. So I'm going to give you the guy's name. You tell me why he's in the news, all right? Everybody ready?
Yeah, let's go.
David Chalain is his name. C-H-A-L-A-I-N. You know who he is?
I don't.
Okay.
C-H-A-L-A-I-N.
C-H-A-L-A-I-N. David Chalain. Why is he in the news, and what is it that he was noted?
It's I-A-N, right?
A-I-N. C-H-A-L-A-I-N. Okay. David Chalain. Maybe pronounced Chalain. I'm not sure. I don't think it is because, wait a minute, am I spelling it right or wrong? Maybe I'm spelling it. I think I spelled it wrong. See, you were right first, Richie. C-H-A.
When I was searching it.
L-I-A-N. Yes, you are right. I was wrong. Okay. I spelled it wrong. So it's L-I-A-N.
Right.
C-H-A-L-I-A-N. All right. Who is that man? You probably don't want to shake his hand, and he probably won't make your baby fall in love with you. But he is sort of interesting what has happened. It's so typical, I'll give you that. It's so typical. What he's gotten caught or what he's known for. If I give you any more, it makes it too easy to figure it out. 800-510-8255. Here's something that also is sort of a gotcha or getting caught in figuring things out, although I don't think the Church of Scientology is ashamed of this. They are in the business of vetting dozens of potential women for Tom Cruise now that he's divorced.
I just saw the Scientology church up on the TV and wondered why they were in the news today.
Yeah, because they want to make sure there's an audition process going on in the Scientology church.
They're his pimp.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Tom Cruise's love life includes a taped meeting with people in the church, the official of the church, talking to anybody before Cruise gets the introduction.
That's fantastic. It's now a dating and brothel service.
Yeah, it's a dating service.
Well, hey, listen. You know, we see what happens when these celebrities just date somebody and then all of a sudden their private life is all over Twitter, all over TMZ. You know, I don't know if I were Tom Cruise that I'd let the Church of Scientology do my vetting for me, but certainly you have to be careful when you're in his position.
Well, everybody's going to be looking for a ride, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, so David Chalian, C-H-A-L-I-A-N.
I know who he is now.
All right, you know who he is. Okay. 800-510-8255. Here's something else you would like to know more about. How to avoid 900 different diseases.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
All right. Here's the way you get on board, Richie. DougStephanTeam.com. DougStephanTeam.com. Go there now. Check out the various bits and pieces of information that they have about a nutrient-dense diet, about weight loss and weight control, the various products. They have dozens of products that are aimed at keeping the weight where it's supposed to be with you. Also, in doing many of the other things, for example, the gastric bypass surgery, prescription drugs, all of those things are handled by food and by supplements so that you don't have to have the operations. You don't have to go on the prescription drugs. Matter of fact, most of these doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products from Youngevity that you'll find at DougStephanTeam.com have been more successful lowering high blood pressure, have been more successful at fixing problems your body has that you may have applied prescription medicine to than the prescriptions themselves. Youngevity Home Business is also an adjunct to this thing. If you look at DougStephanTeam.com, you'll see how you can team up with me and others who have made this quite a good business. This is a good way for you to sort of start that home business you've wanted to start. Help yourself, help others. Find out about it not only by going to DougStephanTeam.com, but you can call 855-309-TEAM and get in on the loop. The fastest growing work from home business in America helps you, helps your family, helps your friends. You'll be a hero. 855-309-8326 or online at DougStephanTeam.com.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
David Chalian, C-H-A-L-I-A-N, Chalian, is, and I'm going through a lot of sifting here, rather than wait. Although, this would be a good story for the next part of the Good Day program, because we deal with technology and stuff, and Chalian, if that's the way to pronounce his name, worked for Yahoo News.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Washington bureau chief, in fact. And he was fired because he was caught on, never forget, the microphone is always on. He was doing an online video, and he said on the microphone that Mitt Romney and his wife, Ann, had no problem with blacks suffering as a result of Hurricane Isaac. They're not concerned, he said. This is the quote. This is Politico.com. Quote, they're not concerned at all. They're happy to have a party with black people drowning, he said over a break in this webcast, reference to the fact that GOP convention in Tampa taking place as the hurricane made landfall there. I'm looking at some of the other things. He obviously has been asked to comment, and he hasn't.
What do you say?
Right, exactly. His bosses said David Chalian's statement was inappropriate, does not represent the views of Yahoo. He's been terminated effective immediately. Already reached out to the Romney campaign. We apologize to Mitt Romney, the staff, their supporters, and anybody who is offended.
Apparently Sam Donaldson's coming to his support here.
How so?
Well, basically saying, listen, we're all in situations where we say things where we think that they're private.
Yeah.
And he worked with this guy. Yeah. He was former ABC. He's like, we kid, you know, and I've said things that go beyond, you know, and I'm not making an excuse for him. I understand that. But, you know, he thinks that he just said something stupid.
Yeah. Well, we all need to be forgiven for that. But under the circumstances, it's not appropriate. And that's pretty much it. I'm looking at some of the comments here. Let's see. Somebody wrote, Obama continues to happily play more rounds of golf than any president in U.S. history, white or black. What has that got to do with anything? People are funny with their comments about this stuff. Anyway, Tom says Yahoo did the right thing. I'm curious, did Yahoo fire him for being totally biased or just for getting caught? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? All right. Either controversy is controversy, one way or the other. Hard to get around it, and in this circumstance, the guy probably should have known better. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lots of new folks tuning in on holiday. It's a public service. I believe I am a public servant, and that's why I'm here alive on all the holidays. Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, you name the holiday. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is on the air, including Labor Day.
Yeah, woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah, we're all excited about it.
I don't think anybody's excited about Labor Day today. I don't think people are excited because,
you know,
it's hard to get enthused about the situation, the status, the overall worker attitude and reality.
I would think those who have jobs are probably thankful that they do.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the only thing you can celebrate. Other than that, it's kind of a tough year for it.
This program, The Good Day Show, aims to help you update yourself on lots of things that are not necessarily on the front page, not necessarily what everybody else is talking about, because you can find, why would I want to do the same thing everybody else does? You can find that out elsewhere. One of the things, our approach to technology is pretty unique. Shelley Palmer, who is a digital and audio and video and print guy when it comes to reviewing things that are new in technology, joins us every day at this time. And he is, today's discussion is a rather interesting one in that it's not typical for him. You'll find out what we're talking about in just a second here on Good Day.
This September, Napa shakes it up with Shock and Strut savings. Buy four shocks or struts for the price of three with mail-in rebate at Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers. Plus, with every rebate, get a Napa Car Care repair card. Good for $25 off future qualifying services at Napa Auto Care Centers.
Napa know-how!
It should come as no shock. You're saving money at Napa. Valid on qualifying parts. Rebate amount equals lowest product purchase. Terms apply. See participating stores and auto care centers for details. Expires 10/31/12.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I don't like to discuss religion or politics in polite company. It's pointless. Both subjects provoke passionate lectures espousing personal worldviews, and minds are seldom, if ever, changed. But after watching some of the speeches at the Republican National Convention last week and switching between pundit commentary on CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, I started to wonder what one has to do to find the facts upon which to base independent thinking. The red and blue filters are so good, and the sheer online mass and social media noise levels of the pridefully ignorant are so high, it's almost impossible to find a verified fact. Again, not to be political, but just trying to fact-check some of the speeches proved incredibly hard. This kind of filter success, the ability of each of us to comfort ourselves in the blanket of the information we want to hear, makes us feel good. But is it good for social discourse? Read my blog at ShellyPalmer.com to join the discussion.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Hot, hot, hot. Okay. How many of you, this is sort of from the did you know and do you care fact file.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Google uses over 1 million computers for its operation? 1 million computers.
How do you manage that?
And handles 1 billion search requests a day.
Wow.
1 billion search requests a day.
Wow.
That is really, I mean, when you talk about being beyond the beyond.
1 million computers.
Computers to do 1 billion searches. How in the world? And where does it go? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
And this is, I think, it boggles your mind under the circumstances. It just goes beyond...
I have to see this.
Huh?
I have to see this operation.
Right. How in the world do you get something like that? How does it operate? How is it integrated? That's what I want to know. You can't even imagine it. You can't imagine it. All right, so...
I'm looking at a picture of the guy in the Google server farm.
Yeah?
He's got to wear those noise-reducing headphones because of all the computer fans and...
Yeah. All right, keeping everything cool. 101-year-old lady from California treated to a tour of the company's headquarters last week and met Mark Zuckerberg. Story at DougStefan.com. Her name is Florence Dettler. She lives in Menlo Park, California. Decided to go to the corporate office, had her photo taken with Zuckerberg, and Mr. Zuckerberg said, "I'm honored to meet you." It's Florence Dettier. Is it D-E-T? How did I pronounce it before? I said Dettler. Is it Dettler? Yeah, no, it's Dettler. Sorry. D-E-T-L-O-R. 101 years old. Oldest
Neat.
Registered Facebook user.
How cool.
I thought that was cool. 101 years old. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.